singer Corey Brannan is stretched out with his feet up on the cover of his new album. His boots are all battered, worn down at the heels, and he's dozing off. The album's title kind of says it all, The No-Hit Wonder. And this is the fourth album by Corey Brannan, who joins me now from Nashville. Corey, welcome to the program.
Hi, Melissa. Stoked to be here. Terrified and stoked to be here.
Well, don't be terrified, but stoked is good. So this song, The No-Hit Wonder, I know it's somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but I gather you're pretty much singing about yourself here.
I'm definitely in there. That's a list of grievances. I started writing it for just all the road dogs that I know over the years that are just out there with, nothing much to show but the songs, you know, all the lifers. But yeah, I'm definitely in there.
Years of living, hand to mouth, years just getting.
This is a song about living blood to string, hand to mouth, gig to gig. When that's been your life for year after year, does that get to you? Does it get you down?
It adds up. It's a charmed life in ways, but now I'm married and have a couple kids, and so, 130 days on the road. It's in a different light, definitely. Home and real family cast a different light on the road.
You have a song on the new album called The Highway Home.
Ashes form between the wheels and the asphalt. Ashes form between my skin and bone.
Which talks a bunch about sort of the dark side of being on the road, right? And then the tug of what's waiting for you when you come back.
Taking the highway home. Taking the highway home. In the wake of the ice and snow.
Can you talk a bit about writing that song, where it came to you?
Actually, yeah, I was slipping around trying to get to a hotel room on a day off. I was in Wisconsin, and everything was frozen. And I stayed in a hotel that had a door in the floor.
Like a trap door?
Yeah, it just went straight to the dirt. And so it was pretty stark contrast from the warmth that I knew was in my house. And sometimes you wonder, what are you doing? Why are you out here doing this?
You see your sweet country roads. You keep them the way too slow. I don't need no scenery. There's only one scene I see.
You know, I'm not a very optimistic person, but I have, with my kids and my wife, I have this preposterous happiness in my life, and it's really doing a number on my worldview.
that pessimism thing, you're having to rethink that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't hold as much water.
I'm talking with Corey Brannan. His new album is The No-Hit Wonder. When you think about where you want to be 5, 10 years from now, 15 years looking forward, what's that picture that you see?
I don't know. Maybe I'll have grown a family band by then. How young can you take kids out on the road? What are the working laws against that? You know, I'm very realistic. I play music that's, commerce proof. I don't want to say that, but no, hopefully in 5 years I will be just touring places with a door on the toilet stall.
I parked the car by the river, one of our rivers. And of course this song would come on, I let it play by the river.
You said something just now. You said the kind of music that I play is commerce proof. And I know you're kind of joking, but does it feel that way?
It does, honestly. I mean, it's not for everybody. I try to make it for everybody. I'm not trying to, be obscure at all. I mean, I write try to write universal populist tunes, but it's terrible that I keep coming up drink metaphors are the first thing that pop into my head. Maybe I bartended too long, but a lot of people like say you need, you know, a lot of music is like the fruity shooters, you know, the top 40 songs of the week, and that's great, you know. My music doesn't go very well with a bachelorette party, you know. Somebody's music needs to do that.
All the rivers in Colorado couldn't wash you off my mind.
Roots music is a little more like a bourbon, and then in that world, some people are fine with like the, whatever the bartender pulls from the bottom shelf. It's brown, it came from a barrel, you know, they're just going to put Coca-Cola in it and pound it until they're parched anyway. But the music that I love and strive to make is a little more small batch, you know, distilled, hopefully like a sipping whiskey.
Corey Brannan, his new album is The No Hit Wonder. Corey, thanks so much.
I thank you, Melissa.